Well, good morning, everyone. I cannot believe that it is August already. It's mid-August already. How about that? For some of you, school has probably started. Some of you are just kind of going out doing all that school supply shopping. I know I did. Holy cow. That was a little dent in my pocketbook. But there are so many fun things going on this weekend, as always. And I think it's, you know, to me, it's kind of extra special because summer's kind of winding down and the weather is supposed to be great. We're going into these 80s. That's so fabulous. So I'm super excited about things that we can do outside. There's indoors, outdoors all over the place. So one of the things I'm really excited about this with is that it's actually National Farmers Market Week. That's August 7th through the 13th. And in Virginia, we're celebrating that big time. And I think in Charlottesville, we're so blessed because just in the city, just there's three city markets. There's the actual city market that takes place on Saturdays from 7 o'clock in the morning until noon. And then there's two other Charlottesville markets, the market at Penn Park, which takes place on Tuesdays from 3 to 7 p.m. and then Farmers in the Park, which is at Meade Park. And there are so many other markets other than that. Crozet has one. Madison County has one. Green, Scottsville. Scottsville one is really kicking this summer. And, I think it's a great way to kind of honor National Farmers Market Week. Thank you. Thank the farmers that do these, you know, grow these products for us so we can have these amazing locally grown, you know, a lot of them organic, pesticide free, just right here in our midst. So I think it's great if you get out and support those markets this week. And also a little tip here, Retail Relay, which you've heard me, I'm sure you've seen it on the site. You've heard me talk about it. If you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, I'm going off about this all the time because I think Retail Relay is such a great, great service. Basically, you get your groceries, you pick them up, you can order from a ton of different places all on one website, local stores, local farms, that kind of stuff. Well, this week, during National Farmers Week, Retail Relay is donating 1% of their proceeds to Meet Your Eats, which is a farm tour that takes place on September 5th, Monday, September 5th. And I'll talk about that a little bit more later. But they are donating 1% of their proceeds to that. And it's a super fun way to learn more about local food. And so if you order from Retail Relay this week, it kind of goes way beyond just your convenience, way beyond supporting local farms, just takes it to one next step. And I also want to mention that August 13th, that's Saturday, is National Can It Forward Day. Okay, what does that mean? It means basically there's a big push right now to get people back to doing canning. You know, you buy all these local foods and these local fruits and vegetables. What do you do with them if you don't use them? Well, canning is a great way to do that. And that's, you know, for most of us, that's kind of like, wow, that's my grandma did that. But there's a big push right now and it's really becoming popular. The 13th is National Can It Forward Day online at canningacrossamerica.com. There will be live demos. They're doing some from the Pike Place Market in Seattle, which is, you know, like the farmer's market of America, I think. I used to live in Seattle. Love that place. And there are canning classes and all kinds of demos. At our city market, there will be demos. And Ball is doing all kinds of things. You know, those Ball cans. Remember where Grandma used to do canning? And there is a class that City Market or Market Central has been doing some great classes. They are filling up so fast. So the one on the 13th is filled up, but if you go to marketcentral.com, you can actually find out more about what they're doing. So, but you can also watch those demos online, which I think is just so cool. So that's kind of my plug for farmers market and, you know, eating locally and buying locally. You will taste the difference. So if you're looking, thinking about music this weekend, so excited that it is time for Starry Nights at Veritas Vineyards again. This week it is the Little Freddie King, their blues band. So much fun. Things pretty much kick off around 7 o'clock. $15 is your admission if you're just going to want to you get a wine glass, and then you bring your own picnic, that kind of stuff, kind of. Or you can reserve tables. But do that ahead of time. If you want to reserve tables, the food is awesome, but you need to do that ahead of time because a lot of times this fills up, especially as we get toward the end of the summer and people are like, oh my gosh, summer's already gone and I didn't go yet. So going to be a beautiful night for it. I think it actually will be a very starry night, so you can check that out on Saturday. Another fun thing going on a little bit outside of Charlottesville up in Wintergreen, the Blue Ridge Music Fest. So this is kind of the bluegrass roots music. Tickets are $20. It starts at noon. It's $10 for ages 16 to 17. There will be Robin and Linda Williams and their Fine Group. That's the name of the band. The Dry Branch Fire Squad, which is kind of Appalachian string band, excuse me. The Virginia Ramblers and then some other really fun bluegrass string band type music. So that is going on Saturday. And just going to be a beautiful day for it and just fabulous music if you like that kind of stuff. And even if you don't, I didn't grow up in Virginia. I didn't know much about bluegrass and string. I have found how that I love it. It is so much fun to watch people play, to dance around. I even got my dad dancing the last time we went to a bluegrass concert. So just a lot of fun. And then one other little thing I want to mention, Alligator. Now, you may not have heard of Alligator, but now you have, because Alligator is a local Grateful Dead tribute band, and they will be playing on the 12th at the Jefferson Theater. And this is kind of, if you're a Deadhead, you know Jerry Garcia's birthday was just, I guess it was about a week and a half ago, August 1st. Well, this is as close as they could get to that day to have this concert. That's going to be on the Jefferson on the 12th. Going to be so much fun. So if you're thinking about family stuff, of course, as always in Charlottesville, so many options. It's that time of year for the county fairs. This weekend, or this week, it's the Augusta County Fair, and that's up at Expo Land in Fishersville. And that runs from Tuesday the 9th through Saturday the 13th. On Saturday, they're open at noon, and the midway opens around 1 o'clock. I'm a big fan of county fair time just because I think there's so much that goes kind of back to old school, old fashioned fun. There's, you know, the tractor pulls, the demolition derbies, the watermelon seed spitting contests, all that kind of stuff. I just think that is, you know, it's good, clean, or maybe good, messy fun. But that's, so that's the Augusta County Fair this week. Two opportunities to see movies in a unique setting for free this weekend. First of all, the city of Charlottesville is doing their Movies in the Park, and that is at Mead Park. And luckily, this is Mead Park, you know, is connected to the Onesty Family Aquatic Center. And so you can swim for free from 5:30 to 7:30 and then check out the movie at 8. And they're featuring Up this weekend, which is a great family show, really. Really touching movie. And then also at Scott Stadium, they're having their movie night on Friday night, and that's Toy Story 3. And that starts at about 6 o'clock. Remember that this is a change from their original date. Originally, it was supposed to be on Saturday. It is on Friday, August 12th at Scott Stadium. It says seating will be available on the field and in the stands, assuming that there'll be no bad rain or anything between now and then. And they have inflatable games, face painting, all that kind of stuff going on. Concession stands are open. The event is free if you want to buy snacks. Obviously, you got to pay for those. So that starts at about 6 p.m. on Friday. And another, for kind of thinking more about theater, this is a really fun one to bring your whole family to. Four County Players up in Barbersville is doing Robin Hood, and they're doing it as a musical. So it really will appeal to everyone. And that's on the 12th and the 13th at 8 p.m. And then, again, there's a matinee on the 14th at 2:30. Tickets are only $10. They can be purchased at the door or from the box office. And then also want to note that Four County Players does, I mean, if you haven't been to one of their shows yet, this is really good theater. And they have auditions coming up for their next kind of a fun thing for teen and local young adults called Broadway Then and Now. It's going to be kind of a showcase, and they're having auditions on August 28th and 29th. It's a few weeks ahead, but I just kind of wanted to put that in your ear in case that's something you were thinking about doing. And then I would be remiss if I did not mention that Sunday is Meet the Team Day for UVA football. So players will be available for photos, autographs, that kind of stuff from about 2 to 3:30. Gates to the stadium open at 1:30. It is a really fun family atmosphere. You don't have to be a kid to do this, but the kids really get into it. And I think it's such a great opportunity to meet, you know, kind of these people that they idolize and that they see on the field. All fall along. And it's, you know, I'll admit, as an adult, it's pretty fun for me to meet these guys, too. I think it's pretty impressive stuff. So that is some of the fun stuff that's going on right now. I also want to mention it is National Peach Month. And, you know, there was peach ice cream days at Childs last weekend, but there's still peaches to be picked. So head up to Childs or Carter Mountain. There's a great time of the year for peaches. Make some peach cobbler, that kind of stuff. And then I also want to mention a couple things looking forward. And the reason that I want to mention this is that you might want to get your tickets for these ahead of time, not the day before, because things do sell out. So one thing, really great event, very family friendly for a good cause, is a Splash for a Cure that's going on coming up on Saturday, August 27th. If you want more information on that, that's at ACAC Water Park. You go to www.ishangala.org or ishangala.org. That's been going on for several years now. It is an incredible, incredible fundraiser. So much fun for a great cause. Also, something that you may have seen me talk about on CBS 19's on my Seville Plugged In segment, Rock to Abolish Cancer is September 1st. This is an online event. It is not something that you go to. They're not even going to ask you for more than $1. What we're trying to do here is get people to donate, just 1 million people to donate $1. And there's going to be online, if you go to, if you're on Twitter, you can follow @abolishcancer on Twitter, or go to abolishcancer.com to get more information about that. Or you could check me out on CBS 19. And then also, going back to this local food thing, this event I talked about earlier called Meet Your Eats. And marketcentralonline.org is where you can go for more information on that. And that's coming up on Monday, September 5th. And tickets are available for that now. It does sell out, so that's why I'm telling you about it now. And this is basically, you do a farm tour of all these great local family farms. It is fun. It's not just like you go and you look at corn. There are activities, and it's learning, and it's fun for the kids, and you get to meet the animals and all that kind of stuff. It is, it's a really kind of a behind-the-scenes look at how this stuff really works, and it gives you a great appreciation for what we have here. So, and as always, this is just kind of a flash in the pan of some of the fun stuff that's going on this weekend. So get online at SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville for more. There's so much more going on there. And enjoy your weekend, everybody, because before you know it, summer will be over.